Well, joining us to chat not just about the Cycle Expo, but maybe a bit of World Championships as well, it is Lizzie Dagner. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, good.
Excellent. First of all, there's this big Cycle Expo that's coming to Yorkshire. Cycle Expo Yorkshire is going to be in Harrogate a little bit later on this year. And, well, this is all rather exciting because off the back of a huge tour to Yorkshire earlier on this year, this is sort of the perfect accompaniment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've probably in Yorkshire famous, so it's starting to become famous anyway for our cycling. It's the most popular sport, I think, in our region, or maybe I'm biased. Might be a few rugby league people who disagree, but it's basically a celebration of cycling and the position that cycling's in this county now. So it's going to be an exciting event for lots of different reasons and lots of different people.
Well, what is it about Yorkshire and cycling? I mean, everything's ever since the Grand Départ, it's got bigger and bigger. And after chatting to Christian Prudhomme, he says that the Yorkshire people are the new Belgians because we've just embraced it so much. What is it? Why do we love it so much up here, Lizzie?
I think it's a mixture of things. In general, I think I'd like to think the Yorkshire people are quite enthusiastic and get behind anything in the community. A bike race brings everybody out onto the streets and can be more than just a sporting event. It can be a bit of a party as well. So any excuse for a party, I think. And then also just the fact that the popularity of cycling as a sport in this county is because of the success that we've had, I think, and also because of the region. The region's a beautiful place to ride a bike and there aren't many better places in the world, really.
Now, you split your time between, am I right in thinking, Monaco and Otley at the moment? Is Monaco for sort of like putting your feet up and Otley for doing the hills?
No, definitely not. Whenever I'm back in Otley, I tend to be visiting family and making the most of a bit of downtime. So I stick to the River Wharf and along the river and for a coffee in Bolton Abbey and back. But yeah. Few more mountains around in Monaco and a bit more sunshine, so that's why I'm based there.
Don't blame you at all. Now we obviously missed you this year. You had a pretty good excuse for not being at Tour de Yorkshire this year. I was there the year before when you won in Harrogate, but you know, you're a mum. How's the last year? But have you missed the cycling, or have you? I would imagine you've been a bit too busy, really.
I've actually really enjoyed the break from professional sport. It's been nice. I've been doing it since I was 15 years old at a very serious level, so it's been nice to have a step back and appreciate all the good things again about cycling and kind of just be a cycling fan. But yeah, I'm excited about racing again. I've missed racing, which is a relief because, you know, it means that I'm making the right decision by making a comeback.
Well, it's good to have you back. There's no doubt about that. How are you sort of juggling everything now? Because, I mean, I'm a dad. I've got a six-year-old daughter now. But I remember certainly in those first, like, year or so, the one thing I missed was sleep. And I'd imagine sleeping and training, well, it must be quite tough to sort of juggle it all, I would imagine.
Well, I'm actually haven't given birth yet. I'm about a week away from my due date.
Oh my word. Oh, you've got all this to come, Lizzie. Oh my word, Lizzie.
Oh no. Yeah.
Oh, well, look, get as much sleep as you can. When are you due? Is it a couple of weeks, you say?
7 days.
7 days. Oh my word. Okay, this is exciting. Listen, do you know whether you're having a boy or a girl yet, or are you waiting for the surprise?
No, we know what we're having, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay. Yeah. See, I think that's a better way because at least then you can sort of plan everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I'm a bit of a planner, so it's
yeah.
A bit of a control freak, so I'm happy with this. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a bit of a control freak. Well, this is going to be interesting. This next sort of year, when are you sort of like expecting to sort of like get back into it and after birth? I mean, I would imagine you're taking a length of time off, sort of like as like a maternity leave, do you think?
Yeah, kind of. I think it'll depend really on what kind of baby we get. You know, if we get an easy one, a sleeper or not. I'm very flexible about when I'll return to racing, but my main objective next year is the World Championships in September, so that's really what my focus is on next year.
Well, 12-month maternity, that sounds about right. I think that sounds about right. I mean, it is exciting. I mean, I was going to talk to you about it because having the World Championships and having them in Yorkshire as well, that means next year we've not just got the Tour de Yorkshire, four-day Tour de Yorkshire. We've also then got the World Champs. That is incredibly exciting to have the World Champs on your doorstep.
Yeah, there's going to be so much of things to get excited about next year. The Yorkshire Cycle Expo is an affiliated partner as well as the World Championships next year, so that's the opening weekend. So it's just going to be a massive, basically, festival of cycling. I think from a sporting perspective, if you're a cycling sports fan, then it's going to be obviously very exciting. But I think just for the community as well, it's going to bring everybody together and be a really exciting event.
And while you've been pregnant, because my wife continued sort of spinning right up until, well, my daughter was born prematurely, so it probably isn't the greatest advert, but she continued spinning like for months into it, because apparently it's like really, really good for oxygen, getting oxygen in. Have you sort of continued up until sort of quite late?
Yeah, I've still been riding my bike. I was on my bike yesterday, so 39 weeks and still riding my bike. So, I mean, I'm not doing any intervals or any intensity, but yeah, like you say, I think everybody's different, and for me, it works. So
yeah, yeah, exactly. You know your own body at the end of the day, don't you?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. The Cycle Expo, tickets are on sale right now. You can find out more information at cycleexpo.co.uk. Look, fingers crossed, good luck. I hope it all goes fantastically well over the next week or so. And well, we'll look forward to seeing you at the World Championships next year.
Okay, thank you very much.